I can stand a lot so long as I can stand being with myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Are we running? I can stand a lot so long as I can stand being with myself. We teach, be yourself and have fun. We teach this is really one of the primary requisites for living on earth, for being a human being. Be yourself and have fun. If you're going to try to be anybody else, or if you're going to try to live up to anybody else's way of thinking, you're not going to be happy. You can't. You can't. Because you don't know how. Now, the wife says to the husband, come on, sweetheart, we're going to go out and have fun. He's doing what? Well, we're going to dance. That's fun. You know, I step all over your feet and you complain all the time. I'm walking on your feet. Well, sweetheart, maybe if we did it often enough, you'd learn how to really have a good time, you know, and really swirl around. And he says, yeah, sure. You see, when you try to live up to somebody else's idea of a good time, you have trouble sometimes. You have trouble. Now, surprise birthday parties are one of the most terrible things in the world. Because for one thing, you're not really surprised that it's your birthday sometime near, you know. And for another thing, all the people saying, surprise, and shouting out at you, you think you got to act startled and surprised, and you got to act all these different ways. And you knew it all along. You knew it. You knew the party was going to be there, and you're supposed to play their game. And, of course, you don't really mind because there's a lot of good presents that are coming. And then there's a lot of good food and drinks, and it's just a happy time. So, you know, you put up with the surprise gimmick for the rest of it, which is worth it. But I can stand a lot so long as I can stand being with myself. Are you honest with yourself? Are you honest with everything you think and say and do in your life? Really? Are you honest when you say you love someone and you really don't? Mm-hmm. Are you honest when you say that it's so nice to meet you and you'd just like to send them packing? We do that because that's what's expected of us. We're expected to be nice, and that's called being nice. We're expected to be dishonest. And when it's dishonest, your stomach goes, you know, this goes up into a knot because it knows you're not really enjoying yourself. You're not being yourself and having fun. You're being what your mama taught you, you know, or you're being, don't you ever remember anything I taught you, anything I told you, you know? Well, do we? Do we? Oh, yes. We remember a lot of things. Mother said, tell him I'm not here when you answer the door, you know. And we remember a lot of things, not just the stuff that Mother thinks was good, but the stuff that Mother wasn't even thinking about when she was frustrated and busy and didn't want to be bothered. She says, tell him I'm not home, you know. And that mother's not bad. She's not evil. She's not, but she's a liar. She's an out-and-out liar. And she's teaching her kids to be out and out liar. There is never an excuse for being a liar. Now, you don't have to tell everybody what you're doing. Mother's in the bathroom. She's taking the toilet, you know. Well, thanks a lot, son. Yeah, I really wanted to broadcast that up and down the street. I mean, everybody goes in the bathroom and everybody sits on the toilet, so it's really not strange. But for some reason, we just don't want to say that. We don't want to say that. It's an improper thing to say for some reason. And so how silly it is. How silly it is. But, and then kids, little kids, their parents, when they would go to that, oh, good, you did a nice job there. Oh, you were so wonderful. You know, and so naturally, they think that when you go to the bathroom and you do a good job, but that's to be praised. Yes, mother's in the bathroom. She's doing a good job, too. And mother says, oh. But you see, These are things that we get confused signals. We get confused signals that come through. And when these confused signals come through, then we don't know where to stop and where to start. We don't know where the truth is and where the falseness is, where it's something that we would say and where it's something that we shouldn't say. And why shouldn't we say it? Why shouldn't we say it? And that's just because that's society. That's the way nature is. Now, little kids can run around without any pants on and play outside and go to the beach without pants on. Nobody thinks a thing. But the minute they get old enough, I don't know what the age is, old enough, but the minute they get old enough and they begin to have a little bit of what you might say, pride or modesty or some mother, I can't go to the beach without my pants on, you know. And it's just one of those things. So we have to learn our values, and we have to learn where things are. Now, it was okay for the kid to say, Mama's on the toilet, because it was a kid, and he didn't think. He didn't think that this would embarrass his mother, you know. He had never been taught that. And so he was taught that. And when he was taught that, he says, well, okay. Doesn't make sense, but okay. That's the beginning of it doesn't make sense sort of stuff. And this is what we all do. We live a life that doesn't make sense. And why do we live a life that doesn't make sense? Because we're not being ourselves and having fun. Now, do you know who yourself is? Do you know what being yourself and having fun is? Do you really know? And the answer is no. You don't know because you've never been taught to respect yourself and love yourself just the way you are. If you could be taught to love yourself just the way you are, then you'd have no trouble. But you see, it's not proper to sit at the dining room table and trim your toenails, you know? It's not proper to come, in my house at least, to come to the table with hair rollers in your hair. My dad would never allow that. He says, you can't take a couple minutes and comb that hair out, then you don't come and eat. He was very definite about it. He had his little idiosyncrasies. You do not wear your bathrobe to the table, you know? You dress properly. And if you, I don't know that he was against a shirt or not a shirt, but whatever was normal dress for going out and playing and things, that's okay. But you don't come to the table in your nighttime stuff, you know. That's just the way it was. Now, why? That's the way Pop was raised. And certainly that's probably what he was told by his parents. And his parents were told that by their parents, perhaps. And like this little boy who made this remark here, what do you take off at the night? Let's see. Don't put off till tomorrow what? And then he says, six-year-old boy, what you put on to go to bed. Don't put off till tomorrow what you put on to go to bed. In other words, you'd be naked in bed otherwise. But charming. Charming. It's a simple, you know, a statement that just touches it. And we know it's darkest before the, it's always darkest before the
dawn.
No, daylight savings time. I mean, these, they're so realistic.
That's natural.
They're so natural. And they should write these things. And a miss is as good as a mister. Where there's smoke, there's
pollution.
Happy is the bride who gets all the presents. I mean, it is.
The presents are for the bride, not for the groom.
For the groom, yeah. But isn't it delightful? Now, that's being yourself and having fun. They're uninhibited kids. They haven't been told that that's not right. And the day will come when they're told that's not right, and then they'll forget what it all is. They'll forget all of these maxims, all these statements, these proverbs. And it's quite charming. Now, isn't it interesting that my grandson would send me that? Here he is, 23, getting ready to be a sheriff in San Luis Obispo County, And he sends me this lovely group of statements. That's where he is. He is in his positive mental attitude, being himself and having fun. He says, if he's successful in being a sheriff, and he surely will be, he says, if I'm successful in being a sheriff, what I'm going to do is be a happy sheriff. I am going to speak my word, and I'm going to be called to all of the happy circumstances. There will be no problems, there will be no upsets, I'll just be called to the happy circumstances. You know, like I'll be called to be on duty for a wedding, you know, to make sure no great gate crashers come in, you know. And, you know, when Zsa Zsa Gabor or somebody's getting married or what have you. And, but he's up in San Luis Obispo. It's a very upscale community. And undoubtedly, he'll have lots of beautiful experiences. Now, he is old enough and mentally capable enough that many of his friends have been invited by their friends to have sex. And he says, you know, Grandpa, I'm really not interested in it yet. One day I surely will be, you know, but for the moment, I'm not interested. When girls ask me to do that, I tell them, thank you, but no thanks, you know. And I can say that with just happiness and ease because that's what I feel. That's what I feel. I just am not interested in doing it right now. And why should he have to explain to anybody? Why should he have to do something that he's not hard? Maybe once he did it or try a couple times, he got really excited about it. But that's his choice. That's his choice. And he's not saying his friends are bad for doing it. He's invited out with his friends. And they bring out the wine and the beer and the other things. And he says, no thanks. You know, I'll just have a cup of water. And he stays with it. Now, it's not that he's a goody-goody boy. He doesn't care for the stuff. He doesn't care what it does for him or what it doesn't do for him. He's just himself. And he's a happy person to be around. And his friends keep calling him, even though they know he doesn't enter into their little games, you know. He's being himself and having fun. Now, I don't agree with everything he's done. He's been a normal kid and made a few little normal misjudgments in my eyes. But, hey, that's him. That's him. If he never makes any more mistakes than he has made up to now, he'll be a saint. He'll be a saint. In fact, he is a saint already. But he doesn't know it. I'm not going to tell him. But he is himself, and he has fun. And this is what it's about. I can stand a lot so long as I can stand being with myself. And he can stand being with himself because he likes himself. And he likes the people he associates with because they're not bad people. They just like to have a smoke or they like to have a drink or something. And these are things that he doesn't care about. But that doesn't mean he cuts them off because he also likes pretty... music, you know, for this generation. What kind of music does this generation have, do you know?
Rap.
And alternative.
Yeah. But anyhow, it's some pretty heavy music.
I like
some pretty heavy music, and he likes it. And he listens to it. And he plays the drum. And he plays the, not the guitar, yeah, he plays the guitar too. Yes, he does. And he plays saxophone, clarinet, just like I did. And he plays a lot of other things. He's just a very talented boy. But he's being himself and having fun, even in the midst of a society that sometimes does things that he wouldn't accept, you know. But he doesn't have to accept them. He can be in their company and be untouched. What a master! What a master! Can we do such a thing? Can we be in the company of somebody? Now, for instance, Ellen is invited to go to the coronation. And so at the coronation, everybody drinks wine. And Ellen doesn't care for wine. And so at the coronation, they give Ellen a glass of wine and say, well, you got to drink it to the Queen's coronation. And Ellen says, you bet. Tup, you know, and she poured it down. And then, whoops, I dropped it, you know. And whatever. But if she had the strength that I know she does have, she'd say, to your good health, and put it to your lips and not touch it. It's a symbol. It's a symbol. You know, in Europe, they have a silly symbol, which is interesting. And the symbol is when you toast someone, when you clink glasses with someone, you're supposed to look them straight in the eye when you do it. If you don't look a person in the eye when you touch their glass, you are disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
That's right.
Yeah, you're disrespectful. You're not playing the game. Now, what good comes from looking the person in the eye? That is the toast, the looking the person in the eye. Mm-hmm. And they lay it to the drink. But you can take your coffee, you know, too. Coffee! Hey, it's me that's toasting you. It's not the drink that I got in my hand, you know. It's me. And I oftentimes have that situation because there are times I just don't want to drink or something. And we'll have a toast. So I'll pick up whatever I got, my water glass or whatever. Oh, gosh, you know, a water glass to toast someone on their wedding, you know. Hey, it's me that's toasting them. The vehicle through which I toast them doesn't make any difference. It shouldn't. Because maybe that wine wasn't all that good. Maybe that was the first batches before Jesus came. You know? And after Jesus came, then the really good wine was served. Now, isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating how here this wonderful being creates wine for the wedding? Gets them all schnuckered? How wonderful. Well, I can stand a lot so long as I can stand being with myself. Remember that. Because be yourself and have fun, and you can forever stand being with yourself, and you can have a very good time. Mm-hmm. And it is a lot of fun. I guarantee you. I do this myself all the time, and you know it. You know it. You see me doing this under strange circumstances or under normal circumstances or under all circumstances. And people come up to me and they say, how come you hug everybody, you know? You strange or something? And I said, is it strange to hug and tell people you love them? Well, broom. I said, well, then you got a problem. You got a problem. And I have found in my vast panorama of living experiences that everyone who complains about such a thing is themselves the heir of that very thing. Anyone who says men shouldn't hug or women shouldn't hug or, you know, whatever, because it is representative of a negative part of your attitude, hey, how do you know about that? How come you're so smart to know all these things? As far as I'm concerned, I just love everybody. And I don't want anything from anybody. I love everybody with an unconditional love. I got a letter from one of our friends and students. I think he was a student for a while, wasn't he? He came to a seminar one time. And at the seminar, he came up to me and he wanted to profess his love to me and his allegiance and his total friendship to me. And I said, I love you unconditionally, but I cannot be your friend, because if I'm your friend, then I am giving you something more than I give to somebody else. I say, I give everybody my friendship, everybody my love equally. There's no special friend, you know. And he took it the wrong way. He thought that I meant I really didn't like him. And now here it is, some 4 years later, perhaps, he writes a letter and he says, you know, you shook me up, but I understand. And, you know, that happens sometimes. Sometimes we have to lose a relationship in our life only to find it again later and have it be really meaningful to us. So with that, I will say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.